Go. Hello. Alright. Welcome po sa iyo lahat. And welcome po to Alab Word Sharing. So, yun po. Magandang gabi po sa inyo lahat. Yan po. Kamusta po? kamusta po kayo? At magulo po ang panahon. Paulan-ulan pa. Pabagyo-bagyo. Ayan. Pero praise God dahil safe po tayo lahat ngayon. And ayun po. Sige po, introduce ko po muna sarili ko. Ako nga po pala si Yadre Estermulo. Student, currently college student po, pero I usually make digital illustrations and then animations din po on the side. Nag-drawing, of course, and then konting video editing din po. So, sige po. Yung iba po, sige, introduce po niyo po sarili nyo. Name, occupation, and then yung hobbies na ginagawa niyo po. Ayan, sige po.
Good evening, mga ka-alab. Ayan, welcome sa tonight. Ako si Ate Michelle. Ayan, currently working as an auditor. And yun, I like collecting yung mga stationery supplies, mga scrapbook materials. Ayan, yes.
Magandang gabi, mga ka-alab. Okay. Good evening, mga ka-alab. I am Lewis Levite. I am a business person. Hilig ko manood ng anime and mag-road tripping using my motorcycle.
Hello, mga ka-alab. Good evening. I'm Angel Roque. I'm an architect by profession. And usually, ang kinahihiligan ko ngayon ay manood ng mga documentaries.
Hey, magandang gabi mga ka-alab. I'm Kuya Ryan Balanay. Ang trabaho ko is creative designer. I'm 24 years old and ang hobby ko is mag-manage ng business ko and creating designs ng merch.
Ayun, thank you po for your introduction. So, quick background din po. Ako din po pala ang nagma-manage ng and most like more likely nagpa-facilitate ng Alab Fridays, Crossroad live streams, and hindi naman po ito yung first time na mapakita ako din ngayon for Alab Fridays po. So if nakikita niyo po pa tingin po ako, ito po ay dahil ako po ay nagma-manage nung ngayong OBS. ang text natin will be from Joshua 9 verses 1 to 21. So, to give you a quick definition of term lang. So, ano yung bamboozle na yan? So, if you haven't heard kung ano yung ibig sabihin ng bamboozle, it just means to fool or to cheat someone or to deceive by may nawala. underhanded methods. So, medyo na iba ang ating positioning sa OBS. Pero yan, sige. Okay, tuloy lang. Alright, so yan ang big sabihin na pag-bamboozle. So, sa book of Joshua, dito na napakita na naloko sila because of one thing eh. Pero we will be talking about that later na lang. So, with that being said, sige, skip. Bigyan natin ng hello?
Hello? We're here.
Oh, okay. May mga nawawala sa ating live. Pero yan, sige. So, to give you a quick recap lang sa ating word for tonight. So, si Joshua and the Israelites, grabe yung ginagawa na ng Lord sa buhay nila. Kasi victories upon victories, nakakaroon sila ng victory. And then, just one time, narinig ng Gibeonites na ayun nga, parang binibigyan ng Lord. God gives them victory upon victory on every battle they face. So instead of facing the Israelites and Joshua and the Israelites, they acted smart. Well, you could say smart kasi they outsmarted Joshua eh. Na gumawa sila ng way para hindi sila kalabanin literally, pero more like mentally and then figuratively. So, we will be diving into that. Ayun. Sige. So first off, so habang discuss natin, we will be breaking down the verse, the chapter. So the question is, why did the Gibeonites trick or bamboozle Joshua and the Israelites? So sige po, Ate Michelle, bakit kaya ano kaya mga rason ko bakit ginusto ng Gibeonites na lokohin ang mga Israelita?
Mm-hmm. Base, hello, yan. So, base nga doon sa scripture natin na nabasahin natin na yung mga Gibeonites, narinig kasi nila yung wonders na ginagawa ng Lord sa buhay nila Joshua at ng mga Israelites. So, nakita nila yon yung goodness ng Lord, yung might, yung power ng Lord na kayang gawin. So, parang sila, nung nakita nila yon, they want the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Na ma-experience. Kaso, dun sa part na yun, ang gusto lang nila, ma-experience yung mismong victory, pero they don't want to be, to meet or to know yung nagbibigay ng blessing na yun.
Mm-hmm.
Yun. So, parang gano'n.
Ayan, so tama nga po, no? So, dun po sa chapter 9, verses 1 to 2, sige, ako na po magbabasa. So, now when all the kings west of the Jordan heard about these things, the kings in the hill country, in the western foothills, and along the entire coast of the Mediterranean Sea, as far as Lebanon, the kings of Hittites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, they came together to wage war against Joshua and Israel. So parang mala Avengers Endgame na setup na nagtipon-tipon lahat para kalabanin ang Israel. Pero, spoiler alert, natalo sila. Natalo sila ng Israelites kasi kasama nila ang Diyos. Kasama nila ang Diyos sa paglaban na to. At tama, narinig to ng Gibeonites. Narinig to ng Gibeonites at gusto nilang, ayaw na nilang kalabanin. Ayaw na nilang, parang, tako, wag na natin kaya kalabanin sila Joshua. Hindi sila mag-retreat na lang tayo. Parang mag-atras na lang tayo. Pero, ano na lang, let's trick them. I-outsmart na lang natin sila. And, just to give you context din, kasi bawal, bawal po makipag peace treaty ang Israelites with their neighboring countries. So, if ni-reveal ng Gibeonites, na Gibeonites sila, hindi papayag ang Israel, ang Israelites at si Joshua. So, kailangan nilang magsinungaling. Ano kaya gagawin nila? Ano yung gagawin nila to outsmart Israel on this one? So, sige po. Let's go to the next verse. Sige, Ryan, if you can read yung ating verse 3 to 6.
However, when the people of Gibeon heard what Joshua had done to Jericho and Ai, they resorted to a ruse. They went as a delegation whose donkeys were loaded with worn-out sacks and old wineskins, wrapped and mended. They put horn and fashion sandals on their feet and wore old clothes. All the bread of their food supply was dry and moldy. Then they went to Joshua in the camp of Gilgal and said to him in the Israelites, "We have come from a distant country. Make a treaty with us."
Ayun. So thank you, Ryan. That is one step then. That is one step na ginawa nila. So, Ryan, if you can recall, ano yung mga ginawa nung Gibeonites? Ano yung mga ginawa nila dito sa verses na to?
Ayan, so, yan, sabi nga sa verse, yung mga suot nilang damit is talagang pineki nila. Nagkamit sila ng tattered clothes. Ayan, so, nakalagay dyan. And, yun nga, nagdala rin sila ng mga moldy na tinapay para kunwaring napakalayo talaga nila, kunwaring malayo talaga yung pinanggaling nila.
Ayun. So hindi lang sila by word. Hindi lang sila by word nagkumilos. Kundi nagpakita sila ng evidence, nagpakita sila ng proof. So ayun, so that answers our question. So medyo magsiskip lang tayo ng verses na misposition ng PowerPoint. So that answers our question. Ano yung mga ginawa ng Gibeonites para mabambuzol si Joshua at ang Israelites? Grabing pagpaplano to na ang dami nilang sinet up talaga. Naging hanap sila ng mga loopholes na pwedeng ma-fill up. Talagang con artists sila. And sige, let us continue reading the verses from Kuya Lewis, pwede pabasa verse 7 to 9?
Verse 7 to 9. The Israelites said to the Hivites, "But perhaps you live near us, so how can we make a treaty with you? We are your servants," they said to Joshua. But Joshua asked, "Who are you and where do you come from?" Verse 9. They answered, Your servants have come from a very distant country because of the fame of the Lord your God. For we have heard reports of him, all that he did in Egypt. Verse 10. And all that he did to the two kings of the Amorites east of the Jordan, Sihon, king of the Heshbon, and Og, king of Bashan, who reigned in Ashtaroth.
Ayun po. So, sa tingin, ano po sa tingin niyo, ano, Kuya Lewis? Ano po yung mga hinanda pa? Other than physical evidence, ano pa po yung mga hinanda pa nilang testimonies to the Israelites?
Based dun sa scripture, ang sinabi nila, parang, nakampi nyo kami, kami yung inyong mga alipin, kami yung inyong mga kasilpi. Pero kung ano, titingnan talaga natin, sinabi doon ni Joshua, sino kayo at saan kayo pumunta? Yung sagot naman ng Gibeonites, sabi nila, kami yung inyong mga servants, kami yung mga Egyptian. So parang nagpapanggap sila na kakampi nila ang Israelites.
Mm-hmm. So, yun nga, no? Like, talagang minamanipulate nila, not only through physical proof pero through verbal, and then yung mga good stuff na magandang pakinggan, like narinig namin na agaganda ng mga ginagawa ng Diyos sa inyo, talagang related to our first question, bakit kaya nila ginawa? Kasi narinig nila na ang gaganda ng mga ginawa ng Diyos sa kanila. So yun yung gusto nila, ma-experience din nila yung blessing ni God, pero through yung method nila to experience that, they deceived Joshua. So ang magandang question dito, so a follow up question for this is, kung kayo si Joshua, maniniwala ba kayo kagad? Ate Aniel, kung kayo po si Joshua, na-present kayo ng napakaraming evidence, ang gaganda ng mga sinabi, ang gaganda ng presentation, parang thesis defense nila. Parang i-approve niyo po ba na sige, sama kayo sa amin?
Ako personally, no. Kasi una, hindi ko sila kilala. Parang siguro it takes time to know one person or a group of person na hindi mo pa nakakasama. Siguro yun din, parang you need to learn pa, parang to get to know the people na dumating. Parang ako, siguro kahit na may present na mga facts, pero hindi kita personally kilala or hindi ko man lang alam kung saan talaga yung point or yung location, siguro hindi.
Mm-mm. I mean, good answer po yan. Kasi majority po sa atin, parang especially these days, parang Gibeonites, not necessarily tao yan eh. Possibly information yan. Mm-hmm. Like, right now kasi parang puro fake news sa internet. So, parang tayo, as Christians, we are people of truth. And, minsan, madali tayong maloko with fake news na na-represent sa atin. Kasi ang convincing, ang gaganda din ng mga sinasabi. Pero hindi naman talaga totoo. So, the problem here is naloko. Naloko sila Joshua. Bakit? So, ito yung question natin sunod. Teka, nabi ko na yung question. So, yung question is, bakit naloko si Joshua and the Israelites? Ano kaya ang na-miss nila sa process? Si ang sa tingin niyo siguro ano kaya yung na-miss nila? Like, one important simple process. So makikita natin yung sa verse 14, which is the Israelites sampled their provisions but did not inquire of the Lord. Then Joshua made a treaty of peace with them to let them live, and the leaders of the assembly ratified it by oath. Ay, hindi ko pa napakita. Ayan. Ayan. So, ayun. Hindi nakalimutan ni Joshua. Nakalimutan ng Israelites yung one important step, which is inquiring God, asking the Lord. Nag-resort sila to their own instinct, to their own understanding of things. Which is, na-compromise sila, na-outsmart sila ng Gibeonites on this one. So, grabe no, like, it's a very simple step na most of us then parang, ako din, minsan may mga stuff din na nakakalimut ako tanungin sa Lord bago gawin. Pero it's a very simple thing to do na minsan na-overtake natin yung step na yun. Na-overtake natin na, baka okay naman, maganda naman yung presentation, maganda naman to. And, dahil skidip nga natin yung step na yun, minsan talaga nalilid to destruction yung mga decisions. Mostly, if hindi talaga natin in-inquire si God. Like, mapa-major, mapa-minor decisions. So, it is very important na i-ask natin ng Lord. It's very important, that important step to inquire the Lord. So, thankfully, natuto si Joshua with the remaining verses. Natuto si Joshua, nalaman nila na niloko pala tayo. Nakaroon ng investigation at nalaman nila mga Gibeonites pala sila. Pero what's good is hindi nila pinatay, pero ginawa nilang servants, ginawa nilang people of service sa army nila. Pero this served as a lesson for Joshua, and it deserved as a lesson for us na ano dapat natin gawin before making a decision. So, sige po, Ate Michelle, ano yung first step natin?
Ayan. So, sabi nga natin, we need to ask. Mm-hmm. So, yung first step natin is yung A. So, we must always pray before doing. So, we must always inquire the Lord. Yun. So, most of the time kasi, we tend, ako din personally, I tend to rely on my own. Parang alam ko na, nakita ko na yung facts, yung mga bagay na sa paligid ko. Pero yun nga, I must rely and inquire and pray to the Lord na nakakakita ng lahat ng bagay. Mm-hmm. At may control din sa lahat ng bagay. Na parang siya yung higher yung thoughts, siya yung higher yung ways more than mine. Ayun.
Ayan. So, always pray before doing. Ayan. Sige po. Kuya Lewis, ano po yung second step natin?
Yung second step natin is seek guidance lalapit tayo sa ating mga mentors and leaders kasi doon mag-speak ang Lord kung ano yung dapat natin gawin, kung ano yung decision na ating pipiliin, at syempre yung direction na kailangan natin gawin.
Ayun. So, surround yourself talaga with people na ano, with your leaders and yeah, godly counsel yun. So, thank you po doon, Kuya Lewis. So, and then, Ate Aniel, ano po yung third step natin? Last.
Yung last step natin is yung letter K, keep yourself rooted in the word of the Lord. Siyempre, doon natin naririnig yung salita ng Lord na parang yun yung Bible talaga, yung map natin, yung direction natin sa life natin. Na through the word of the Lord, doon natin hinahayaan na malaman natin yung confirmation or yung approval ng Lord in every decision that we will make. Kasi doon naman talaga din tayo kakausapin ng Lord. So, yun.
Ayun. So, yun. Thank you po doon, Ate Angel. So, what must you do before making a decision? Ask. You ask. Always pray. Seek guidance and keep yourself rooted in the word. Hindi pwedeng ak lang or or sk lang. dapat ask. Mag-ask ka. Like, yung process of it. Kasi, God knows what is best for you. And you won't know what's best for you if you don't ask. How can you know the answer if you don't ask the Lord? And it's really an important step na majority talaga sa atin nasa-skip natin tong part na to. And right now, parang we've done a lot of things din na hindi natin in-inquire muna si God. May mga instances na talagang we went ahead kasi this is a minor thing lang naman, this doesn't concern God, pero we have to be reminded that we are that God is the Lord of all. Because if God is not the Lord of all, then He is not the Lord at all. So with every decision that we make, in every decision that we make, we must ask if this glorifies God. And as disciples, dapat discerning din tayo of the truth. Kung ano yung pinapresent sa atin. Na hindi lang dapat, kasi parang ang convincing, ang ganda. You have to approve it, purchase it, or something like that. Na papayag ka na papayag. Pero you have to know if this glorifies God. You have to ask talaga. Right now, like, has there been a time talaga na you acted on your own? Or a time na talagang parang ayokong i-ask si Lord kasi alam ko naman ginagawa ko. Parang how did that end up? Usually mostly ako parang I can say parang ang daming beses ko nang nagawa yan, like mga impulse buying, like sige pera ko naman to eh, or parang reasonable, parang kailangan ko naman to, pero I do not ask the Lord. Parang minsan parang yung mga regrets, parang that pala di ko lang to ginawa, or parang that pala inask ko lang si Lord. So parang may mga moments ba kayo na ganun? So why not make it a habit to ask the Lord every time talaga. So doesn't matter if it's a minor decision, doesn't matter if it's a minor or major decision. Talagang it is very important na we should ask the Lord para hindi tayo magaya kay Joshua na naka-let in ng people na nagloko sa kanya. So and so that we could make better godly decisions in the future. So sige mga kaalab, right now let us bow down our heads, close our eyes, and let us pray. So Heavenly Father, Heavenly God, thank you for this time, Lord, na binigay niyo po sa amin. And we thank you for the word, Lord God. And we thank you na patuloy niyo po kami pinaprotektan at ginagabayan, Lord God. Right now, Lord God, we thank you for your word for the life of Joshua, Lord God, na natuto po kami to ask, Lord God, before doing things, Lord God, na doesn't matter, Lord God, if we think that it's good or not. What matters, Lord God, is ma-ask po namin if it is good according to your will, according to your purpose for us, Lord God. And humble our hearts, Lord God. Help us humble ourselves, Lord God, and to be surrendered to your will, to your purpose, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, na you touch the lives and the hearts of everyone, Lord God, na nakikinig po ngayon, Lord. And sa mga kasama ko po, Lord God, na ngayon sa word sharing, Lord God, na kayo po talaga mag-glorify with every decision that we make and in every action that we make, Lord God. And talaga, we be reminded, Lord God, that we ask, Lord God, that we always pray before doing, seeking guidance, Lord God, and then being keeping ourselves rooted in your word. Now, we cannot skip any of the process, Lord God, that it is important, Lord God, na we keep ourselves within your presence, Lord God, so that we can make better and godly decisions next time, Lord God. Thank you for this word. Thank you for this opportunity, Lord God. We love you. We praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. So, ayun, mga kaalab. So, hopefully, we finally know the significance of why we should ask before doing so. So, right now, let us have a quick, moment of reflection. So, for our reflection question, so a simple question lang, nakaroon ng grammatical error over there. So, just a simple reflection question. So, among the three, so always pray, seek guidance, keep yourself rooted in the word, what do you need to work on to start making godly decisions? So, hindi pwedeng i-skip mo yung isa from those steps from ask. So, dapat maganda ma-prioritize natin yung buong steps na yun. So, personally ako, I'll answer it na din. Ako, keeping myself rooted in the word. Ayun. Parang nagpe-pray naman ako, nakakapag-seek ako ng guidance. Pero minsan, nasa-skip ko yung word part. Ano ba yung sasabi ng Lord? Parang tanong ako ng tanong, pero di ako nakakapagpakinig masyado sa word. So, personally for me, parang I really need to work on keeping myself rooted sa word niya. So, more of on the listening part. So, kayo, mga kaalab, ano yung isa sa mga tatlo na yon na kailangan yung i-work on?
For me, yung seek guidance. Mm-hmm. Nagsiseek naman ako ng guidance from my mentor, from my leader. But ang tendency kasi, I don't intend to listen, I don't intend to journey with it. Parang, yes, I ask my mentor parang anong gagawin ko, pero hindi ko siya may apply. Mm-hmm. So yun, parang yun yung parang pinaka-need kong i-work out.
Ayan. Okay po. Sige po.
And sa akin naman, yung always pray. Ayun. May mga pagkakataon na may mga aspeto ng buhay ko na natatakot akong ilagay sa paanan ng Lord na pag-pray. Kasi sometimes I fear kung anong sasagot ng Lord. Minsan kasi masyado akong calculative dun sa mga bagay sa paligid ko. And kapag, parang kadugtong nun yung faith. Mm-hmm. Kaya hindi ko mailapag sa paanan ng Lord yung mga gusto kong ipanalangin. Kasi nga, I'm afraid and I'm calculative. Kaya I need prayers then. And I need to really soak in prayer and commune with the Lord sa mga bagay na yun.
Ayan, thank you po.
sa akin naman. So sa akin naman, pares din kay Chris Lewis na seek guidance. So nandun pa kasi yung time na nahihiya ka, parang nahihiya ka ba na share sa kabila yung problem mo or what's the next plan na gagawin mo, kasi parang ben, kailangan ba mag-seek pa ako ng guidance namin. Pero yun, so kailangan pala ganun, lagi tayo mag-seek ng guidance kasi mga mentor natin yan, mga spiritual brothers and sisters natin yan. So sila yung nakakaalam talaga ng dapat natin gawin.
Ayan, thank you.
Ayan. Ako naman, siguro, actually lahat, di ba? Parang lahat, parang there's room for improvement from dun sa tatlo. Mm-hmm. Pero sa akin, siguro yung keeping, being rooted din sa word ng Lord. Parang dun sa part na paghahanap, parang from praying na first step, parang andaling mag-pray, parang tapos tatanungin natin yung leaders. Pero parang ako dun sa part ng confirmation na dun sa word ng Lord. Mm-hmm. Parang, ang hira, parang hanapin na, Lord, is it a yes or a no? Parang ganun. Siguro parang more on developing pa, or yun nga, pagiging rooted and deeply rooted sa word ng Lord. Yun yung sa akin.
Ayun. Thank you po. Meron pala dito mga, ano, mga answers from our mas mga kaalab natin. So, basahin ko lang quickly, iba. So, si KM, keep myself rooted in the Lord. So may word na pero may pagkakataon na dahil sa pangunguna ay nawawala ako roon sa salita ng Diyos. And then kay Patrick Lilagan, seeking guidance dahil po most of the time ay ginagawa ko mga bagay at decision on my own terms. So ayun po. So thank you for sharing, mga kaalab, your ano, reflection, question, answers. So sige po, let us proceed po sa ano natin, sa memory verse natin for this week's alab. So, ang memory verse po natin is Proverbs 3 verse 5 to 6. So, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, and always acknowledge Him and He shall direct your paths. So, dapat talaga ask talagang ask eh. Like, you have to ask the Lord talaga. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Kasi we often fight with our own minds eh. Parang papag-isipan mo, parang bibilin ko pa to o hindi. parang mag-iisip ka pa. Pero kapag nakinig ka sa Lord, parang ano kaya yung will ni Lord for me? And then you surrender your heart talaga to the Lord. Ayun. So, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He shall direct your paths. So in all your ways, hindi in some of your ways. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths.